Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
What's the secret of a successful head teacher? Good quality relationships with staff, according to the latest Talk to Learn hot seat on the subject. Tim Brighouse, chief advisor to London schools and visiting professor at the Institute of Education, listed six key tasks which good heads undertake to support and develop staff, and which are a major factor in the success of their headship. They range from creating energy, building capacity and extending the vision, to seeking improvement, securing the environment and minimising risk. Simon Carson, a newly appointed assistant head, agreed wholeheartedly that actively seeking improvement in staff was of paramount importance.
It means being creative about finding time for staff, teaching and non-teaching alike, to develop their skills and to collaborate through joint observations, coaching and opportunities to develop ideas across as well as within faculties. Doing that is fun and rewarding. To see an NQT lead the professional development of an established curriculum leader is to see real professional development and dialogue in action.
Matthew Pike, a new head from Leicestershire, explained his own approach to the task of enlarging the school's vision by reading widely.
Subscribing to Ofsted email alerts allows you to extend the vision with new material. It prompts debate and ideas. I've also enjoyed reading and summarising the 2020 vision report, and I'll be able to hand over seven sides of A4 to my leadership team rather than the full 50.
Tim Brighouse agreed that such reading and reflection are vital for heads.
And if you share something with colleagues, it increases intellectual curiosity and energy, especially if you put an item on the staff meeting from time to time.
Deborah Shepherd, a head of languages from Norfolk, pointed out that building quality relationships is a more difficult task to fulfil for a new head dealing with staff who are resistant to new ways of working.
The assumption is going to be that the established staff know the context better and should, therefore, influence the direction of the school more fully than a head might wish. I guess you have to be prepared to upset a few people if you wish to make changes.
Tim Brighouse's suggestion that good heads need to be first in, last out, was challenged by some, such as one Northumberland head.
I see no reason for the leader of an organisation to be the one that puts in the most hours. It is the quality of the time you put in that is important, surely, not the quantity.
Asked whether schools could be effectively led by people from a non-teaching background, Professor Brighouse admitted he was not convinced of the case.
Personally, I don't believe that it's likely that someone without a teaching background is going to be able to win respect of staff when the going gets tough. I felt that in leading a local educational authority, it was my teaching background that won what respect I had with teachers. It may happen one day, but it'll be the exception rather than the rule.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.